Good morning, Kyle Evans.
Good morning, PT.
Day two of being in the chair for an unwell Brett Mack. I didn't speak to him yesterday, but I sent him a text going, "How are you feeling, mate?" He said, "Scheisenhausen" is the word he used.
So we can expect him back tomorrow, sounds like?
I don't think so. We'll see. He actually did go. He had a rapid test, and that came back negative. But given the ailments, the symptoms he's got, he went and got a PCR test. So he'll be sweating on that result sometime today. And we'll see how he goes with the old COVID. But I reckon he's just picked up the flu.
It's definitely getting around at the moment.
And a shout out to all our nurses and doctors who do a great job where PCR testing is concerned, not only at the site on Creswick Road, but those who are involved at Main Road at the McCure, which is now closed, of course, and those team members at UFS Dispensary as well, because today, Kyle, is Thank a First Responder Day, and they've all done a marvellous, marvellous job, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, it's been a big, God, it's been a big 2.5 years for them, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And, huge shout out.
And a shout out to Lauren. I know Lauren, I won't mention her last name, but Lauren's a paramedic and she does a wonderful, wonderful job along with her crew of paramedics. And just a big thank you to all the first responders. If you do know a first responder, jump onto our Facebook page and thank them, tag them if you want to. If you want to send a thank you out to our first responders on First Responder Day, facebook.com/radio3BA.